Scott Brown, assistant professor at the University of Missouri.
And today you gave your outlook at the Missouri Ag Outlook Forum here at the University of Missouri's Bradford Research Center, named for Abner Womack. We got a lot of things to add to that. This is also put on by FAPRI MU. So outlook for beef, pork, and dairy. Let's take them one by one.
Yeah, I think if we look at the beef side, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic. We're certainly putting a lot of supplies of beef on the market. We have growth in beef cow numbers. We've got record numbers of cattle in feed yards. We're growing the slaughter weight of animals, yet the demand side seems to be really good on the beef side. And I think when we look at 2018, yes, we might end up with an annual average price that's $3 or $4 lower, but that's an amazing price relative to just the sheer increase in the volume of beef we're going to bring to the marketplace.
You really stressed demand when we're looking at the longer-term outlook.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you look at what we did in 2017, it's one of the first times in a long time that we can talk about both increases in consumption of meats and an increase in the overall price. That only occurs if we get strong demand growth. If that continues going forward, I think we have a meat industry that's going to be more excited about the growth potential that's ahead.
What about pork?
Yeah, I think when you look at the pork side, you know, I'm a little less optimistic given where we've started 2018. The growth in pork production has certainly been there as well, as we see producers gearing up for the additional processing capacity that we have. But we've got to move that pork on the other side. So it's not just about what's been happening with additional shackle space for hogs. What do we do with all the pork that's coming out the other end? And when you look at those pork cutout values, they've been running below year-ago levels for much of 2018, which for me, I worry about where these prices for hogs go as we get through the summer months. And I would be worried there's a lot more downside risk than upside potential. But even saying that, I think demand for things like bacon still looks relatively strong, and that may help keep prices higher than they otherwise would be.
I was going to say to your audience, you gave some props to bacon.
Absolutely, yeah. When you can see bacon that's twice the price of pork chops, it certainly helps the pork industry.
You also touched on NAFTA, and if the president were to withdraw from NAFTA, short-term, long-term impact.
Yeah, so I always worry about the very short term because markets tend to overreact when these kinds of things unfold. And I will tell the audiences all the time, I don't want a potload of cattle on the road the day that we get out of NAFTA, because I think that's a really negative in the very short term. However, we're going to see markets adjust to that. We may see a lot less U.S. product moving into Mexico as a result. But yet I think those that might fill that market, we can think about South America. I think we might get some markets they otherwise would leave. So I think the longer term is a little less negative than the very short term.
What about dairy? There have been some adjustments to the MPP, I believe, and you talked about that.
Yeah, so if you look at the margin protection program that we have, we did get modifications in the last budget bill that we got out that really lowered premiums for producers to make it more attractive for them to participate. They're going to have an ability to sign up yet for 2018, so they're going to have to look very carefully at where the margin has been as we've gone through early 2018. It may be an easier decision for them in 2018 by the time they get to sign up, because they'll have seen 4 or 5 months and know what the best option is for the level of sign up. However, you know, when you look ahead, although it's cheaper premiums, we really haven't seen an increase in the likelihood of a payment given the changes that came in the budget bill. I expect that could be part of the farm bill discussion that we see moving forward.
Okay, anything else about dairy for the outlook?
Well, I certainly think milk prices are much lower, and we have some segments of the U.S. that are hurting a lot in terms of milk prices. I think we're having trouble finding a home for all milk products, right? All milk that we are producing right now, and that likely continues here for the next few months as we get through spring flush.
Okay. What about exports for dairy?
So I think we can see some growth in exports. You know, butter demand's been strong, but we also have a lot of skim milk powder that I think we can move on world markets as well. The Chinese have increased a little bit of appetite for both whole milk powder and skim milk powder trade, so hopefully we get part of that.
Well, you brought up China. So China, what are we watching?
I think there, you know, you have to worry about what happens from a tariff perspective.
Retaliation.
Retaliation for the things that the president's done already. You know, in some ways, I guess from a livestock perspective, if the Chinese were to decide to put large tariffs on soybeans, that might actually help us in terms of soybean meal costs. Might help us from corn cost standpoint. So we could see cheaper feed costs, I suppose. But at the same time, if they put tariffs on U.S. dairy products, I'd be worried about what that means.